All right, this is the session when everyone wakes up. We got our coffee. Awesome. Well, I'm totally excited to be here. I just spent a couple weeks on the road. A couple weeks ago, I was at our Worldwide Partner Conference in Washington, D.C. And I'm hoping that maybe some of you got a chance to hear about what was talked about, because this topic that we're going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about was the keynote speech that our CEO, Satya Nadella, talked about, our CVPs talked about, which is artificial intelligence coming from Microsoft and the technologies that we've been providing for both now and in the future. But what gets me very excited is that video featured very prominently in the keynote talks about where video content is really going to drive a huge quantity of how that AI will be used in the future. So this is great timing to be able to come and talk to you today. I do want to make sure that I set the table on what is happening, and I think all of you know that we are all in the midst of this, you know, massive digital transformation of media content, and I certainly don't have to tell you about all of these statistics about how younger generations are watching their content almost primarily through devices and through on-demand binge watching, or that the internet itself is preponderantly video traffic, and that continues to grow in time and size and quantity. And all of these things mean to you and us at Microsoft that we in the video industry have to take notice of the technologies that we're providing and make sure that we're making those hooks to make it easier for you to then continue to build and innovate the services that you do in the media industry for your customers. And so in my role at our Azure Media Services Group, which is a part of the Azure Engineering Department, we are always thinking about how your industry can specifically use cloud capabilities to drive forward the technologies and services that you want to innovate with. So I am very excited to be having worked in this group now to think about those capabilities and then building products and solutions specifically for you, and then working with all the partners that are outside who are servicing the media community. It's not enough just to say that we have cloud computing. It's not enough to say that we have cloud artificial intelligence. It's not enough to say we have big data or machine learning. It has to be specific to this industry, the media entertainment industry. It has to have hooks into your workloads that you have today. And so that's part of what my group is absolutely focused on with our partner teams, both here in New York City as well as around the world. We've been fortunate, and I've been fortunate, to be able to travel all over the place and work with a whole lot of different customers in different walks of life and different vertical markets, all of whom are looking at this media capability running out of the cloud and what Microsoft and its partners have been providing, and have been building solutions that take advantage of these technologies that we're talking about today. These are a couple examples, but as you can see, everybody is coming at it from a slightly different perspective, but they all have the same problem. They have a lot of video. A lot of video content, some of whom are using it for consumer entertainment, sports purposes, but a lot of whom are using it just to run their business. And you too are a business, and sometimes we forget that. You know, we get sort of lost in the sports data and the customer data, that you are running a business, and your business relies on capabilities and computing capabilities that are optimized to make you grow revenue, reduce cost, and expand your businesses worldwide. Well, that's what we try to do specifically for you. And my team, which is called the Azure Media Services Engineering Group, these are the kinds of things that we have been providing to you for years. And maybe some of these technologies are familiar to you, but if not, I certainly would invite you to take a look at what the portfolio of Azure offers in the media space itself, from cloud capabilities of storage and storing massive quantities of video content, which, as you know, is enormous, cloud encoding and transcoding capabilities, cloud encryption and digital rights management capabilities, distribution capabilities, which is reaching a worldwide audience or targeting your content to a better audience, and player client technology that plays all of that video content on today's devices, which at the end of the day is really what we want to see. Is my content available at the biggest audiences everywhere in the world at an instant click? No more spinning arrows, no more waiting time. These are parts of the portfolio that Azure Media Services has been providing for years today, and all of those customers that you saw on those logo sheets, those are using those technologies today. But today, and I also want to focus on the newest area, which is the box that I skipped over, which is the video AI box. That's kind of what we're all here to sort of dig our teeth into. You know, it probably is important to remind everyone that some of the primary scenarios that we work with today are around cloud-based video streaming and how to deliver your content to a greater audience. We also are part of that portfolio as we invited a strategic alliance with Akamai, and Verizon Networks to join with Microsoft to form the world's largest CDN capabilities so that through Microsoft you can distribute your video content anywhere fastly, securely, and at low cost. And we built that as part of our portfolio a number of years ago. As a result of those things, both these two capabilities, we added a third branch, which is supporting the enterprise. Your business has employees, those employees have partners, those employees and partners communicate and learn via video. Certainly as a Microsoft employee, I watch a lot of videos just on how to do my job, and I'm sure that's no different in your line of the work. So for those things, Microsoft has built new products to help target video in the workplace, and just recently we announced a brand new product called Microsoft Stream, which is a video portal for the workplace, which is paired with Office 365 and gives you that secure capability. But these are the scenarios that we've been dealing and supporting with our customers in the past. Today, the category is video artificial intelligence. And the reason why I wanted to spend most of my time today talking about this is I really do believe that this is the area that we as an industry will have to go in order to compete. You know, we've always talked about the category, I think, of the mysterious, you know, interactive TV, the buy a pizza from my TV, it's the sweater that Jennifer Aniston is wearing example. I think I've heard that for the last 15 years. You know, the idea that we have to be responsive to our audience, who is responsive to us, and it's a circular thing. And I think what I'm hearing as I travel around the world is I hear these things like, you know, Microsoft, you sound like you're making these great technologies. Are you going to solve the problems that I have today? Are you going to solve the challenges of my business that I have right now? And so I started collecting some of these, and maybe these will resonate with you. Some of these, imagine if you could. You know, if I could create all of the metadata automatically that's in my video content so I could do something imaginative or powerful with that. Or maybe I could do something around my advertisements to make my advertisements more relevant to my viewing audience as opposed to just a shot in the dark about time of day or other content that other programs are around it. Maybe I can link that a little bit more intuitively. What about those of you who work in the editing space? How do you collaboratively upload and edit your content to speed that time up so you can get your content from where you take it as raw footage to the air and make that a powerful statement of how you build your digital strategy? Or maybe your viewers themselves are lost in the plethora of content that you offer today. We all have websites, we all have mobile apps, we all have desktop apps, we always have more than one. But are your viewers able to find the content that means something to them? Or is that content being pushed to them? Can they identify the content that I want? Can I hashtag my content at the very granular level? Can you do that for your viewers? And can your viewers access that? What about being able to distribute clips of your video as if they were just immutable digital objects? Well, of course they can be digital objects. That clip that just played 15 seconds ago on air should instantly be available to me on my mobile device to take with me and to find it. And are you able to move back and forth between the different device mediums very, very quick at lightning fast speed? I love this idea that I recently encountered, the idea that, do you remember from the 70s and 80s? I'm aging myself, of course, here, but the choose your own adventure novels. I used to love this as a kid, reading a book, and if you want to decide the ending of the book, you turn to the right page, right? I'm hearing stories about people who are changing the content that they make so it's dynamically receptive to the audience as the audience is watching. Maybe the lyrics to a music video are changing in real time. Maybe the live host of a talk show is changing the content based on the emoticons and the tweets and the comments that they're getting in real time. So that feedback loop can actually be part of your content production process. And then lastly, how about creating automation summaries? I want the best highlight clips of my favorite soccer player's goals, or I want all the references to the word monkey, Trump,
zoo, fire. Can I do all of those things? Did I lose my audio?
You still hear me? It came out really weird, right? The ability for the cloud to say, what do you want me to find, and now allow me to go build it on your behalf, so that a human doesn't have to do the work on your behalf, that's what we're here to solve. These are not pie-in-the-sky ideas that I'm throwing at you. These are real technologies that are available for you to build today. And between Microsoft and our partners, we are offering to work with you today to make these things real now. Not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, but now. Now, many of you have always thought, or maybe came into this session thinking, well, you know, maybe video AI is really cool stuff that will, you know, be next generation viewers for the next teenage audience. But I also want to remind those of you who are business people, and I know there are those here, there's a gentleman who said he was just a boring banker. I never think anyone's a boring banker, finance, right? You're looking at the bottom line, you are running a business. So video AI and AI in general also has to solve the business conundrum. How do I generate more business, generate more revenue, reduce my cost, and move the business forward? Can cloud AI meet that promise as well? It's not just about technical, you know, bots that can answer phone calls for us so that we don't have to talk to a human. Maybe or maybe not, that's the benefit, right? It needs to also be driving the business forward. So I want to spend some time talking about what Microsoft is doing in these areas, how we're helping to solve for these problems, and then I'm hoping I'll have time to show you a few demonstrations of the technology itself. So the first thing I want to mention is Microsoft Cognitive Services. So this is the portfolio within the Microsoft area that you're going to hear a lot about, if you haven't already, about what Microsoft is investing in as a corporation moving forward. We really do believe that cognitive capabilities using the cloud to do what humans have done in the areas of vision and speech, language, knowledge, search, these are critical areas that Microsoft is really going to be driving forward and inviting our partners to really build on top of. And today I know you're going to be hearing a lot from some of our partners who have taken advantage of these services to bring those next set of solutions forward. Now, within the Microsoft Cognitive umbrella, there are at least 35 services, and probably by this time next year, there'll be twice that much. And these are all available technologies that are available for you to use or our partners to use today already, and are building such things out, whether they're around language translation, whether they're around computer vision and identifying objects or identifying words or identifying faces, or building lightning-fast search capabilities. Microsoft cognitive capabilities are really going to be the driving momentum. Now, bringing it back to us, how do we, in this industry, relate to this? Because as I said, it's cool that we have this, but it doesn't do anyone any good if it doesn't apply to the industry and the business that you're in. So I wanted to make sure that I left you with something that looks like this, that says we have built specific technologies for this industry, for the video industry, that amalgamate all of those cognitive functions and allow you to take advantage of them today with video-based content. In other words, the source is video content. Now, all those other things could be done against text files, web files, speech, audio files. These are capabilities that are specifically be designed to run against video content. You have video content and you can apply these capabilities to them to pull out all of the words, all of the faces, all of the objects, to find profanity or nudity or motion or whatever else you need to pull out of your content so that you can do something with that automatically. Maybe it's trigger insertion of advertisements based on what you see in your content. Maybe it's change the routing of your content based on the content that's in it. Maybe you should alter the production of your content if the emotional sentiment that it's conveying is not the one that you want to convey to your audience. And you might all have interesting sort of conundrums and problems, and I've encountered them, and part of my role in the org is to travel around the world and hear what are the challenges and problems that you hear, whether it's I'm concerned that my news anchor isn't appearing neutral enough, or I'm a little worried that I need to make sure that I have identified all of the faces that are coming into view of my camera so I can do something with that, or I'm trying to match my content to a genre, or I'm trying to help build a search capability or an archive tool, or I'm trying to bring value to content which is years and years old, but has suddenly become relevant because of some event that just happened in the news. All of these are reasons why our customers today are using these capabilities. Now, we didn't want it to just be throw a bunch of technologies at you and say, go at it. We wanted to try to give you the tools necessary to use it. So we recently just announced this brand new product called the Video Indexer. And I certainly would invite any of you to take a look at it. It's public at VI for Video Indexer, vi.microsoft.com. Publicly available for you to take advantage of these cognitive services for your video content. And for a short time period, it's free for you to use. Go knock yourself out. What does Video Indexer do? It takes all of these cognitive functions that I've just been talking about and brings them to you so that you can take a piece of video content and pull out all of the relevant metadata. And when I mean relevant, it may be just all the metadata that we can find in a piece of video content. Everything. Now, it's up to you to decide whether it's valuable to you or not. Maybe the words are valuable. Maybe the emotions are valuable. Maybe the faces are valuable. Maybe the street signs are valuable. Maybe the clothing that I'm wearing and the words that are written on my clothing are valuable. You decide what is valuable to you. But the fact is that the cloud can generate this data for you immediately and give you that value data back. Lets you decide what to do next. And whether it's an automation process or an archival process, or whether you're going to work with some of our partners to just incorporate that data into the systems that they have, or maybe into your own systems that you have today. Maybe some of you are paying a lot of people to do this manually. I know there's a couple folks from various broadcast groups around the country, and I've asked them, how much do you pay for, say, I don't know, transcription services? And it can range from $30 to $85 an hour, depending on the content. That's pretty expensive. And how about tagging of your content on a daily basis if you run a production studio? Work with a customer in Europe, you know, a 14-camera shoot, shoot 7 hours a day. There's a lot of footage to record. Somebody's note-taking every shot, every angle, every face, every word. Guess what? They're able to use this technology to help optimize that process for themselves. So there are lots of ways that these technologies can work. So I want to show you kind of how it goes. The video indexer takes your video content in. It extracts all the metadata out. It gives you the ability to curate that metadata. That means edit it or personalize it. You know, make it yours. And then if you so choose, you can publish that. You can publish the data. You can publish the videos. You can publish the data with the videos linked to it. And then create a search environment. Now, Microsoft is not here to tell you what your mobile app should look like or your desktop app should look like within your businesses or certainly your web pages. These are embeddable technologies that are for your use how you see fit. So I'm going to switch my screen over to what this looks like. And this is a demonstration of the video indexer site itself, vi.microsoft.com. You're not seeing what I'm seeing, so I need to change my screen. How's that? There we go. OK. vi.microsoft.com will resolve to this address, so don't be confused by that, although you can type that one in too. After I logged in, I began to upload a whole lot of different content types. And knowing this audience is very varied, we've got a lot of content in here that represents different walks of life from the video world, so to speak. We've got dramatic content. I've got education content. I've got news content. I've got sports content. I've got lots of marketing content from Microsoft. So I wanted you to see that this applies to whatever your genre of content happens to be. For purposes of today, I'll use an event that just happened, just similar to this AI event that we just held in London just a week ago. So I'm just going to pull that up, and I'm going to play that video. So after uploading the content, the cloud instantly began to analyze the content in all of these dimensions that I've been talking to you. Let's go ahead and pull that content up, and then I'll walk you through what we've been able to find about this content. Let's let that load, and then I'll... There we go. All right. Now, I don't think you're going to be able to hear it because I don't know that we hooked up the audio into this presentation. So you'll just have to trust me that there's audio here. On the left side of the screen is the video, the raw video that I uploaded. On the right side of the screen are all the different insights that we found. We found faces. We found keywords that kept reemerging all the time. We even found there was a certain sense of a speech sentiment. You know, some of it was positive, some of it was neutral. Some of it could have been negative, but we didn't identify any negative-related speech in the content. In the face section here, we've identified the faces that show up in the video, at least enough for us to get a glimpse that they're a real face, that they're a prominent face. So there are 7 faces in this video. And what's interesting is the cloud has already identified a few of them that are considered celebrities. Well, at least they're celebrities in the Microsoft world. Harry Shum is one of our EVPs of research. And is working, clearly his teams are working on the cognitive capabilities. So here he is right here. And what we've given you is a nice little widget. The widget shows you with this timeline of the video. In the black are where Harry appears. He appears here and here and here. And we can jump from all the different places that Harry appears just by clicking the forward button, and you get back and forward to all the places where Harry is. There's a couple other faces. Chris Bishop shows up, and we can jump to where Chris appears. And then there's a bunch of faces that we may or may not know. Unknown number 3 over here, or unknown number 2, whoever he happens to be. That guy right there. If I want to teach the cloud about a face that the cloud originally didn't know anything about, I could just go ahead and put his name in here. I'm sure his name is not Joe Schmo, but I could tell the cloud that his name is Joe Schmo. The next time that we see his face uploaded in any of my videos, it's going to auto-recognize him as Joe Schmo. Right? So what I'm introducing here is the ability to teach the cloud, based on a face in this case, something that is specific to my account. So I am able to tell the cloud, from this point forward, I want you to auto-identify this face as Joe Schmo. And now from this point forward, and all of the videos that this face appears in, make sure that we call him Joe Schmo. Now, if I go up a little bit here, you'll see that I've got a transcript. Of course, a transcript is very useful because I'm pulling out all of the words. Again, you can't hear it, but trust me, there's words being spoken in this video, and we're moving along with the speed of the transcript. Now, of course, you know what we're doing in this case is video speech to text. So the video audio track that was in the video is being translated into text. The text is now data objects, and I can search for the text. But you might also notice that we're also pulling words. Interestingly enough, you see this little thing that says Dixon's car phone. I don't know if you caught that. That's the word on the screen. I've pulled that out as well. See? There it is. Why is that important? Well, you might have text in your video as well, and that might be an important data point for you to find. Maybe it's a street sign or a billboard or a slide or some other piece of text that's written to the screen, so that's important to you. Now, of course, you know, we have customers all over the world, as do you. So if I am watching this transcript, which of course the video was in English, but you know, my audience needs to be in Spanish, well, I'll just have the cloud auto-translate that to Spanish, and now we have it in Spanish. If your audience needs to speak Japanese, well, let's just get it into Japanese for us. And now we're in Japanese. So, you know, the fact that the content was produced in one language, so I can show it to a country or a language in another, that's very important to me if I want to take this video content somewhere, right? Now, I'm going to go back to search English just so I don't screw the search section up. Of course, you know, being able to find things within a within this would be important. So of course I have to spell it. Let's look for all the instant, oh, there isn't any. Microsoft. There we go. I'm searching for the word Microsoft within this video, and it finds all the instances of Microsoft, both within the video, the text, any video where the word Microsoft appears on the screen. You can see there's lots of places where Microsoft appears on the screen. So here, I'm just demonstrating to you that we're using the text as a searchable object. Faces, keywords, speech sentiment. These are all some of the things that I've been able to pull out of the video. Now, I'm just going to go back for a second because I do want to show you something else, which is that in addition to being able to pull faces, words, emotions out, we're also looking at other types of ways to pull content out. For example, maybe you'll notice that in this clip from CNN, you know, Wolf Blitzer is, he's wearing a tie, he's wearing a red tie, he's got glasses, you know, maybe they're going to go to a particular background at some point in this video. Where they're in front of the White House. Maybe objects are important to me. Maybe I want to be able to search for those types of things, right? That's all data that I want to make part of my application as well. And so for that, I wanted to demonstrate another piece of technology for you, which is sort of object recognition. Now, this is a slightly similar demo, but in this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on the screen the objects that the cloud is identifying and then roll this video of, this is sort of sports classics, so you get a sense. On the right side, you see objects the cloud is finding and its confidence level that it is that which is finding. On the left side, the cloud is going to work on identifying the genre of content that we're staring at. So I'll just let this roll, and what you'll get a sense for here is it sees people and man and posing and looking and crowd, outdoor and person and helmet and blah, 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 and it gets going, and eventually the cloud begins to realize what it's watching here, that was a basketball game. Or this is a sports, or that was a basketball game, now we've changed it again, so now we're trying to figure out what this might be, and it's trying to figure this out. Oh, this is something baseball. It's identified that as baseball or cricket, right? So you see the cloud is learning. And the reason why I wanted to show you this, and this is a demonstration of technology, is really just to tell you that these are the kinds of things that Microsoft cognitive capabilities are working on as we move forward in time. Our abilities to identify objects, identify context, and the vocabularies that we're building are growing exponentially. Every single day, we're teaching the cloud more and more. More interestingly enough, our customers are teaching the cloud more and more. Now, some of you might be concerned about the privacy of data and the importance of that, and that is paramount to Microsoft too. In fact, that's our number one most important concern, is the privacy of your data. Therefore, these things that we're doing here with cognitive capabilities are not being shared. Your teaching models, the data that you share with us that tells the cloud what is in your content for your betterment, for your value, that's not being shared with anyone. We do offer these celebrity recognition things, which is how we found Harry Shum in the last video, or Wolf Blitzer. We're going to have common object models like helmet and blue and tie and all those kinds of things. But your data is your data. So we're going to maintain a very fine line between what's your data and what's public data. But I wanted to show you that the cloud learns, and the cloud is getting better and better and better at learning. Let me just go back to my slides here. This is an example of the data that we're pulling out. And for those of you who are technologists in the crowd, you'll recognize this as JSON documents that are representing the different categories of metadata that we are finding and give you the ability to really do something with it. Now, whether you liked the look and feel of the video indexer product that I'm showing here, right? You might go, this is cute, Martin, but it's not something I can use in my daily business. Well, the intent here is for you to create this within your own systems. Everything you see on this screen is an embeddable object. Everything is embeddable into your system. The search capabilities, the transcripting capabilities, the translation capabilities, the face detection, even the playback of the video itself, that's embedded inside of your own systems, your mobile apps, your desktop apps, your own apps. Or more valuably, perhaps, are some of our third-party partner tools who are building these technologies today based on these capabilities. So whether or not you like the look and feel of this, and I have some of my teammates with me who have helped us to design and optimize this, the goal for us is to give you the technology that gives access to the data. And the data looks like this, for faces, or for topics, or for sentiments. Or look at this one. This is the objects. You can see buried inside the data is the person wearing a red something. He's got a suit. There's a screen. There's a newspaper. There's a sign. It's the time of the video that it's in there. So if you want to find your video for Julia Roberts sitting on a motorcycle drinking cappuccino at night in front of the Eiffel Tower, trust me, that's something you're going to be able to do very soon, right? Just by teaching the cloud. Now, again, what do you do with this information? How do you apply this technology in your business? Well, I can't tell you that. That's for you to determine. But we believe very strongly that the power of cloud to expand what you are doing manually and build that into your business models, whatever they happen to be, that's where the power lies. And again, it might be advertising, or it might be summarization, or it might be choose your own adventure content, or whatever it happens to be. We believe very strongly that it's these tools that are going to do it. This is an example of the widget. See, I can drag and drop the widget into a web page. Just this is an iframe that will give you that search widget of the insights. What's coming next? Lots, lots, and lots. We are continuing to optimize this. The Video Indexer product just got released and is going to continue to be updated with new things. We just added a brand new language support just the other day, I believe Arabic. So. Right-to-left languages just got added with the presence of Arabic content. That gives us our 10th language from video source technology. So we can take in 10 different languages and translate it to about 80 languages, which is fantastic if you're in the business of trying to do translation. But you can see in here a couple things that we're adding that are coming up on the roadmap very soon. If you're going to be at the IBC show in Amsterdam, we're going to be having lots of things that we can talk about that are exciting and new around this space, so stay tuned. I'll bring your attention to that third bullet. Everybody wants that one. And trust me, we are very close to having this ready. Live video support for automatic video AI technology on the fly, giving you the ability to generate this data immediately so that you can make an immediate decision about something that's going on in your video content that's happening right now in a live video stream. We are working on that, and it is very, very exciting, certainly in the space of broadcasting. But I can assure you it has a lot of applications in the world of public safety and surveillance and retail, where there's a live video camera and you can react instantly to the face that walks in front of the camera, or the words that are being spoken to the camera, or the objects that are in the camera. So very exciting part of that. I also want to bring your attention to the fact that everything that I'm showing you is part of Microsoft's attempts to create a serverless automation environment. So if you have 10,000 pieces of video that you want analyzed, and based on the analysis you want something automatically done, You can build those types of logistics today. We call them Azure Logic Apps, and they're available for you today. This is a very simple logic app that I created in a few minutes that allows me to take a video piece of video content, upload it to the cloud, have it automatically encoded, analyzed by the cloud, translated into three different languages, then published to a website, then tweeted about it and emailed about it so that that workflow can be all done and I sort of set it and forget it and move on to the next thing that I want to work on. So this is something that we already have today, and if you're interested in that, we are happy to talk to you about it. If you're less technical, maybe you've heard of Azure Flow. It's a slightly easier way to build these automations or build these logistics using these sort of drag and drop Visio diagram kind of tools, and I invite you to take a look at that. These are all things that are available to you right now to take advantage of right now to do all of these services that we're offering. And I gotta share with you that as I travel around and I talk to a lot of customers, they are doing some amazing things. Look what one of my customers did just by taking all those automatic logic apps and the live streaming. We offer a live subclipping capability. We offer media analytics. We offer an Azure Media Player plugin that allows you to play video content. This is what they built for themselves, an automatic face and object tagging and live captioning system for their inbound production system. And then another customer of mine that's very, very creative said, well, what if I just apply Bing translation to it? I suddenly have a live translator. The International Bank and the United Nations, very excited to hear that there's a potential for you to be able to do what we're already doing in Skype broadcast, which is talk in one language, hear in another. Well, why shouldn't you be able to do that to your video content using these media services capabilities? And in fact, if you don't believe me, this is the diagram architecture from one of your colleagues, a production studio house in Europe, responsible for a major reality television show, and this is what they built. A tagging system for the production that allows you to take in the output of their live camera feeds from daily shoots and auto-tag that using these capabilities to really minimize the amount of manual effort being done to do their production work. And what they tell me is this is saving them immense time in being able to get new episodes, and more importantly, as you see in the bottom right, getting clips out to social networks very, very fast because they can find what they're looking for and highlight and market it very quickly. Now again, this is an entertainment example, which does apply to many of you in this room, but it may not be the only way to use this technology. So I am very, very excited about all of these different use case scenarios, and I really hope a year from now, when we meet again, I truly hope we do, that some of you might be up here on stage joining me to talk about how you've applied this in your entertainment and media workloads so we can then work on the next generation of things. And that's really what's the most exciting part. Is taking these technologies that we're building and applying them to your business. So if you have a challenge, if you have a problem space, if you're looking to save money, or I'm trying to build for the 100th anniversary of my next video event, and I've got archival footage that I would like to pour through, I hope you would talk to one of us or our partners that are outside about how we can work with you to make that happen. Because the technology is available, now we just have to apply it. And the ecosystem of partners that Microsoft has been building is open for more, and we are very happy to be working with all these different companies about how their technologies can be optimized with the use of Azure and these video AI capabilities moving forward. So, you know, as you spend the rest of your day, both on this floor and then downstairs, you know, take a look at this. And if you have any questions, grab somebody at Microsoft. We'd be happy to talk to you about any of this stuff. Thank you. I think I have time for a few questions.